Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Alex.
And I'm Nikki.
Welcome to Swipe Fat,
where dating's hard.
But dating when you're fat is even harder.
Fuck my life.
Start it that way. Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
Little cough sesh.
I know.
To get us going in the morning.
And then I'm just drinking. I have phlegm, and then I'm just drinking this, like...
Yeah, what are you drinking? What is
mud
that?
Mud of coffee.
Oh, it doesn't look like coffee.
I know. It looks like mud.
Yeah, it does look... Or, like, a protein smoothie.
Yeah, so it's instant espresso and too much of it with water and a little bit of cream.
Are you going to be like, ha? Probably not. You have, like, 5 cups of coffee a day. Yeah,
but I've also been sipping on this since 8 this morning, so, you know.
I have my ginger tea.
Oh, I love that for you.
Yeah,
that's
my
so calming.
Hurt this morning.
Well, oh, I'm sorry. I made immunity shots yesterday to take 2 a day before I go home for Christmas.
You made your own?
Yeah, they're so cheap and easy to make. Remember how I used to make my juices?
That's
true. I was
true.
On that juice train.
Yeah,
so
you were.
I just put it in the bullet and then you strain it and easy.
Not for me. No, thank you.
Mm. And you almost.
I would rather buy them for $8.
Yeah, but you have. I made like 20.
I know,
for $8.
I can't do it.
Because you have all the items in your pantry besides ginger.
Me? I think we know that I don't have all
well,
those items.
Well, I also did fresh turmeric, but most people have turmeric in their pantry. They have cayenne in their pantry. They have pepper, black pepper in their pantry. And sorry, I put and then orange juice.
Yeah, none of those things.
Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe cayenne.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to tell you then.
And it's probably not fresh.
No, cayenne is fresh.
I know, but I meant like old, super old. Like in that you probably shouldn't, like, I don't know what, I'm sure the actual time period you're supposed to use herbs is like
I go off vibes. I go off vibes with my herbs.
That's how I feel about, I don't know if I want to admit this to the internet.
No, tell me. Because
milk,
I
go off vibes.
Well, so
I had a friend who, like, okay, I lived with a girl and she threw my milk out once. She was like, it was a day before it was going to expire. And I was
girl,
a day before, it can go up to like 3 days after.
Yeah. With milk, if it's you're like, oh, it expired yesterday. Let me smell it.
That's what I'm saying. The
smell
vibes
test.
Is the smell.
Yeah. No, that's totally fine. I thought you were going to get like weirder.
Which one? Where are you?
I don't know. Condiments. Like sometimes I have to be like, go through and I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
you should, maybe.
I have so many mustards. I threw out a bunch the other day.
I know.
I was like, why do you have so many mustards? I get excited about them. And then I think I'll make sandwiches at home, which I never do.
Yes. I used to have all different flavors of like all different. My mom like would make fun of be like, you only have condiments in your fridge. And I'm like,
that's what I have in my fridge.
Yeah, but it's fine. It's
a lot
it's,
of ranch packets.
Oh, packets.
Because I like ranch from other places. Like, yeah. I love Wendy's ranch. I know that's a weird one. You can't do Jet's ranch because it's, like, too fresh.
It goes bad in just a few days.
I know. That's why you know it's good.
Same with, like, Happy Camper and Paradise Park ranch. Yeah. I always try
to
keep
making
the
it fresh. Like, buttermilk. Yeah.
I know.
I know. I know. Anyway.
Anyway. Condiments.
We really got off track here. I have a weird story.
Oh my, wait, is this regular episode or Patreon? Let's make this regular because then we can talk about into length about stuff we talk now and for the Patreon.
Okay. Yeah.
You have a weird story.
I can go more in depth into like more in depth on Patreon of like more details of, I don't really want to expose who I'm talking about here,
no,
but I did run into someone. So I was selling my clothes at an event this weekend. And it's like the very end and I'm packing some stuff up and out of the corner of my eye, I see this guy and I'm like, oh, I went on a date with him.
Oh,
but like, it wasn't anything for me. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I said like, let's just be friends. And then, he didn't want to be friends, which is fine. Yeah. Which is fine. I thought because we met in the wild, like it might work out that we could be like friendly, but
yeah,
whatever. So I feel like he was trying to avoid me because he was with someone, but I didn't realize he was with someone.
Well, why would he be there by himself?
Because there's men stuff at this thing. Yeah.
Very far and few between. It's just all ladies and non-binary people usually.
Okay. Well, there was stuff there for men.
Okay. Usually, but there's always a boyfriend in tow, you know?
Yeah. There's always boyfriends, but I thought he was by himself. Anyway, because he was not close to anybody.
Mm.
I was like, oh my God, hi. And he like slinks over, the most awkward slink. And I was like, did I just fuck something? Like, what is going on? I was like, this wasn't that deep. Did I really like fuck with this guy that like, and then I was like, oh, did you, because he had a bag and I was like, oh, did you get something? And he was like, yeah, and shows it to me. And I was like, oh, that's totally your style. Now this girl who was looking at clothes nearby was like, it is totally his style. And I was like, oh. Clearly you guys are together. And I just, that's why you were being awkward, because.
Yeah,
I don't really know what the awkward thing was here. I like, this was a friendly exchange.
Yeah.
This is no drama to me. Like, in my mind, I was just being friendly.
Clearly drama for her, though.
Not flirting.
No, I know. But for her, he probably told her he went on a date with you once.
How though?
Well, if you're at this event.
Yeah, but I don't think he saw that I was going to be there.
Oh, okay. But maybe she does know you. And so.
I don't know. She didn't say she did.
She's not going to say she does if she has beef with you.
What about beef with me? I didn't do anything.
I don't know.
The whole thing was so weird.
It's called jealousy.
Felt really awkward. And I was with a friend. She was selling clothes with me. And they left. And she was like, what the hell was that about? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know.
Well, it sounds like the girl had beef for her. Like how she said, if she said it the way you said it, like it sounds like she was.
I
mean,
I guess I'm making it sound more dramatic, but she was kind of like, it is his style. And that's why it was weird, because it was sort of like she inserted herself when I didn't know they were like together. So I was like, oh, OK, I get it. But inserting your dominance over him, it was a no for me.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
It's fine. You can have him.
This is where my ego comes into play. I automatically assume that every fat girl in our city knows who we are.
No, I don't think that's true.
I just think it. Because a lot of the times it's true.
No, that's not true.
All the ones on the street know me.
You, not me.
Okay, well, that like maybe she did know who you were, or maybe he said one time, maybe she had the conversation, do you date fat women typically? Is that your, and he's, maybe he was like, you know, yeah. He goes, I've, you know, been out with this person that, you know,
I don't
or
think
shown,
was...
like, you know, like what if, this is me just making shit up now, and I love to make shit up in my mind. What if she has a weird kink and she wanted to see all the people dated?
That can't be true.
And he like thought he was like showing you off, like upping his ante.
No, oh my God, you went too far. That's not at all what I think happened.
What if she listens to this podcast?
No, I don't think so.
I'm really fucking around here.
I literally think it was like, I was in my head, I'm like, well, I was being too friendly.
Like you were flirting. Going back
to, she thought I was flirting, which I wasn't, but she thought I was.
Did she look at your clothes?
And then she was kind of like, I need to put my claws in here.
Did she look at your clothes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Did she buy
That's
anything?
What she was doing when it was.
Oh, weird.
But they weren't near each other. Mm. So he was kind of like farther down, I think, trying to avoid me.
Yeah.
But I saw, I mean, like, why did you think I wasn't good? It wasn't like you were hiding that hard. I was like, oh, hey, it was a 2-second exchange. I looked, we have not talked since September. So it's not like anything deep, you know?
Yeah.
Since.
Oh, I just figured out who it was. Okay,
I said,
great.
Like, no, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Weird.
Yeah.
Well, I met my future husband.
Yeah. I'm so glad that he lives here.
Wait, hold on. hold on. We can talk about it on Patreon, but it's a flashback to last year. The days are getting shorter, but our to-do lists are getting longer.
Especially with the holidays coming up.
I feel like I don't have time for anything.
Especially food prep.
No. So luckily, we have Factors. No prep, no mess meals.
From breakfast to dinner and anything in between, Factor has easy, nutritious options to keep you fueled and feeling your best.
Whether you like routine or enjoy mixing it up, Factor has you covered with 35 delicious meals every week and over 60 additional convenience options you can add to your box. I really like adding the smoothies.
The juices too.
The
delicious.
Juices, but have you had the chai cold brew? So good.
No, I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. Don't let shorter days slow you down. Stay energized with America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service.
So use your time more efficiently, which is so important during these dark months, and let Factor take shopping, prepping, cooking, and cleaning up off of your daily list of things to do.
And Factor's cheaper than takeout and dining out. So do like I'm doing and put that money towards holiday shopping or just, you know, savings for next year.
And yeah, it might be cheaper, but those ingredients, they're of such high quality, you can taste it in every one of Factor's fresh, never frozen meals.
Plus, you only have to pop it in the microwave for 2 minutes, which is so good.
Head to factormeals.com/50swipefat and use code 50swipefat to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code 50swipefat at factormeals.com/50swipefat to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping while your subscription is active.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Remember the event you were just at? We were at it at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And remember how there was that guy who helped me to my car?
Yeah.
And he fell and I fell in love with him. And mm-hmm. Clearly, since I met my husband, delusional. He fell and I decided to message.
Yes.
They just got back to me a week ago.
Wait, I thought you already found the person, though, back in the day.
No, I never found him. I messaged the...
But I thought you did find him, and then we found out that he was in a relationship.
No. We hypothesized, maybe.
Oh, I really thought we thought that.
No, because I didn't even know his name. Well, oh. I guess I do know. I did know his name, maybe.
Okay, so what did they say?
They said
he was not work there anymore.
No, hold on, because I wanna look at the dates. So January 15th, very vague name. So I only knew his first name. I didn't know his last name. So I messaged on January 15th, November 14th. Oh my God! Hi Nikki. Sorry, I'm just seeing this. Hope it hasn't been weighing on your mind for basically a year. But I heard that he's fine.
I heard that he's fine. Wait, you only asked if he was okay. You didn't ask. For...
I said, thanks so much for having us. It was amazing seeing so many plus size babes in one space. This is a long shot, but a guy named Tim that works for the place. Oh, fuck. That's a basic name. Helped me to my car at the end of the night and fell on ice. Any chance you know him? Just want to make sure he's okay. That's what we decided to send. So I don't know why you're acting like this is crazy. We decided together.
I don't know. This was a year ago.
And so I responded with a crying, laughy face. Oh my gosh, forgot about this. Glad he's okay.
Okay.
So embarrassing.
Well, I'm sure that we were trying to think like...
We were just trying to get our way in.
How do we segue in?
Yeah, we were just trying to get like, in.
Oh, I'm so glad he is. Does he want to share his phone number with me?
Yeah.
And does he want to
be my husband?
Correct.
Yeah. So that's embarrassing. Okay. So I did meet my future husband, the other night. I haven't talked to him since that night. Mm-hmm. But future husband still, I just think it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if you're single in Chicago, you need to go to Butch McGuire's on a Monday afternoon. They amount.
Wait, sorry. I feel feel like this is going to ruin it. Did you see that someone got...
No. I don't know what you're going to say, but the answer is no.
Okay. Someone got, like, knifed.
When?
Man. I don't know. Like, a few weeks ago. Because, you know, they're doing those, like, things where you can come and it's like a dating day.
Oh, yes. Our server was telling us about that. And he's like, the lines are long.
Yeah.
Because we asked our server to bring us single men. And then we happened to be sitting at a table. We didn't even know. And he pointed, and it's a news article about how you're going to find your partner.
Yeah. Because back in the day, like in the 90s and 80s, it mm-hmm. was like the hot spot. It was like the place where you like everyone. Yeah. Met their future husband.
So
or
we're
wife
gonna forget what Alex just said. But you're gonna go to Butch McGuire's on a Monday afternoon. We thought it was gonna be dead. We went at like it was 12:30.
It's also Christmas.
One, that's true. That's true. It's Christmas. Yeah, there were a lot of it's like on the number one
list. Is the original Christmas bar of Chicago. Yeah. Okay. They were the original people who decorated their bar for Christmas. They were the only people who did it for decades.
Yeah. We were just.
I just want to preface on this so that people in the future
don't go on like February on a Monday. Okay, yeah. Don't do that. But
it'll definitely be dead, and you will definitely be knifed.
Not at 1 p.m. on a Monday.
It was obviously that was a one-off thing,
and at like a very late night, and like yeah, things happen in Chicago.
It was two guys got in a fight, yeah. And someone like broke a glass over someone's head or something.
I saw this one guy in a peacoat. And we locked eyes and I was like, "Ooh, he is hot." And we were going to try to sit next to them. But then the bouncer door guy was like, "No, you guys should sit here." So we sat there. Then after a few drinks, one of our friends went home. But we were like talking about how, no, we need to go flirt. They were like, "No, we need to go back there so you can flirt with this guy."
Okay.
So our friend went home and we decided... me and our other friend to go back there. We became best friends with it was three men. We became best friends with them. I didn't like the peacoat guy. I liked his friends.
This is why online dating doesn't work.
Yeah.
Right?
100%. 100%. You know, maybe it's I like anybody in a white t-shirt and a beanie that has, you know, sticker tattoos all over them. I made fun of him and he thought it was funny. And then I ended up making fun of his mom, but he still thought it was funny because he had like a needle poke rose. I was like, yeah, you live in Brooklyn. It's like my mom.
A needle point rose?
You like a needle,
a tattoo?
Point, a tattoo that's okay. Like poked, a poke
okay.
one.
Okay.
A needle poke one. That's a rose. I was like, of course you fucking live in Brooklyn. Yeah. And he's like, my mom did that. And I was like.
His mom tattooed him?
I was like, you. Of course you live in Brooklyn. Like,
is he from Brooklyn?
No, he's from Lincoln Park.
Chicago?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
All of the boys were from Lincoln Park, Chicago.
Wait, where did they go to high school?
I can't tell you on the... So I know a mutual of theirs who they went to high school with.
They go to Parker.
I don't know, Alex. I'm not from here, so I don't know schools. He was just this nice boy and we talked and he followed me on Instagram and he said, we talked about going to another bar and we decided that was very bad. We're not going to this bar. And so he sent me a DM asking how that bar was. I was like, oh, we didn't. We went home. And he's like, well, if you're ever in New York, Brooklyn, I'd love to take you on a date. Here's my number.
That's great.
Great. And then I didn't respond. He goes, or right now.
Right. Which I was like, you should just go.
But after that, I already said, I think I should be home for the night. I was like a lot of tequila sodas deep. It was like 7 p.m. and I've been drinking since 11 a.m. on a Monday.
Right.
It was my Sunday, but whatever. I gave him my number and then he texted me and he's like, I really would love to take you on a date if you come to New York. And I was like, and he said he went home and I was like, oh, you should go to this bar. It's my favorite. And that was his end to be like, oh, well, will you come? He could have asked one more time. You
and
know?
He would have said yes.
Yeah. If he would have been like, I said, go to the native. If he would have been like, if we go, will you come? I would have said yes. I was planning it in my head of how I could get ready again.
Okay. So you needed him to say it one more time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, I turned him down once, but then I decided why not? And that was after you told me that I should.
Well, I think that he was being respectful. No,
he was being respectful
because you told him no.
And then we just started talking about traveling and work and life and like just like very respectful things. And then he said again that if I was in New York, like he'd love to take me on a date. Sucks we don't live in the same thing. And I was like, you know what, deal. And I was like, enjoy your last night with your friends. And he goes, I will, blah, blah, blah. I apologize in advance if I drunk text you. And I go, I was like, I'm the queen of drunk texting, so go for it. And he's like, oh, the queen? He's like, feel free to drunk text me too. And I didn't respond, and he never texted me back. And that is our love story.
Well, I think we all know you're going to drunk text him.
For sure.
So I don't think it's the end.
He was like kind of Jeremy Allen White-ish. Okay. But not, you know, like all chunkier.
Mm-hmm.
His Instagram looks nothing like the man that I met. The
is
video,
it old stuff?
Yeah,
though?
Old. Yeah, very old. And so, yeah, I fell in love with a writer in Brooklyn because, of course,
this does track for your type.
It does. Everybody was like, that tracks. Yeah. That tracks. And even our friends were like, he was such a nice boy. Maybe we should go on a trip to New York so you can go on a date with him.
I mean.
Yeah. Maybe.
Why not?
If I'm there, you know? If I'm ever there. So that happens. I was supposed to have another date.
You were supposed to have another date and it was last week.
Oh, yeah. We never told the people that I confirmed a date with that girl we were talking about last episode.
Mm-hmm.
I confirmed a date. She was writing me novels.
Yeah.
Which I was overlooking.
Yeah.
Because, you know,
I'm not overwhelming you.
I'm not a novelist. I'm not a yapper through text. Let's talk on the phone. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously we haven't met yet, so we're not talking on the phone.
Right.
But, you know, future stuff. We plan this cute date. It's after our event. She texts like, you know, how blah, 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 how was it? And then I didn't respond. And like in an hour later, like, I'm so sorry, I'm sick, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh no, I'm sorry. Like, hope you feel better.
Yeah.
She's like, I swear I'm not a flake. Great. That's totally fine. And then she's like, I'm going to drink some tea and disconnect. So I didn't respond because you literally just told me.
You just said disconnect.
Yeah. Disconnect. So I didn't respond. And went days and didn't hear from her. Like, that was Thursday. Sunday.
You messaged her?
I messaged her.
That's nice of you.
Like, yep. I didn't, like, nobody else knows this, but you guys know. I messaged her.
No one else knows this, but now the world knows.
Annalise and Liz are gonna hear, and I said that she messaged me, but I messaged her. Okay, guys? So, I passed the place we were supposed to go on our date. And so all I said, because she'd never been there, and I was like, hey, I was like, hope you're feeling better. I just passed this place and it is like decked up for the holidays.
Yeah.
So you should go at some point before the year, you know, the season ends.
Yeah, because you're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, you should go. And she was like, oh my gosh, I was just about to text you. That's so crazy. And then it was like, it's good that we didn't get together because I have COVID. And how are you? What are you doing?
She had COVID?
Yeah, that's what she said.
Oh, damn.
And so I said, oh, that is great. Like, I'm glad we played it safe.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to this craft night with my friends. How are you feeling?
No response.
No response.
Oh, man.
No response. And it's like, just don't respond the first time.
Yeah.
She's like, you know how I talk about soft boys? Like, they're fuck boys in disguise. Like, I think this is the same thing.
Maybe.
Like, that's just how it feels. And maybe it's because I'm new at this. But it's like, why are we even talking? Like, why are you giving me diatribes about your life? And giving
Do you think also, I mean, like, I know as a woman, like, I sometimes feel guilty. Like, maybe. We've talked about this. Like, I feel guilty. Like, even though I don't need to feel guilty, like, I feel guilty because I like the person. I think they're nice. I don't want to, like, and it's not like I'm not trying to like fuck them, but it's also like I don't know how to get out of this gracefully.
Yeah.
Maybe it's part of that. I don't know.
I don't know. I think we'll talk about on the Patreon of where my mind went and like of all these things that happened. I don't really want to give everybody the ins and outs of my brain and how it works and my self-loathing, but we'll go into that on the Patreon. But I think here's the thing, is since she's met me in person.
Yeah.
Like, hey, she met me in person once. I didn't even know we met in person until she told me that. And she could have never responded, or she's like, I have COVID. Thanks so much. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe I shouldn't have messaged her. Maybe I shouldn't have.
No, I think that was nice of you because she was the last one to text. Like, you were just checking up on her. I don't think that that's a bad thing. Yeah. I think that's a nice thing to do. I don't think you didn't do anything wrong. If it comes down to it and it's just a matter of, like, you guys just don't communicate the same way,
yeah,
then was always going to be a problem no matter what.
100%.
So, like, before you guys met, it was, like, just too much. Then that's fine. Yeah. Like, it's just not a vibe. So maybe I feel like it could be like one of two things. Like, one, she felt like she was feeling like an off vibe from you because you weren't texting as much, or maybe like the texting went down a little bit. Like, you weren't responding as quickly or whatever. Cause like, sometimes when guys do that to me, I start to get really self-conscious and, like, I'm being too much, which I probably am, but it's like, how do I regulate? And then it, like, I overdo it even more, and it, you know, it's like, becomes like a whole thing.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it's a little bit of that. I mean, we could hypothesize all day long. We don't know.
We love
She
to
also
do
could
it.
Just be really fucking sick.
That's true.
Like,
she has
I don't know
changed
if she's
her
ever...
photos on her Hinge profile, though.
Oh, she has. Okay. Well,
yeah,
then
she added a different photo. So I don't think she's that sick.
Yeah. Okay.
You know? And honestly, no hard feelings. I just, like, it's, I think, you know, you've said before, like, and I've said, like, women are just as much fucking assholes as men are.
Yeah, of course.
Like, in my experience so far, that, like, I get played just as much, like, as it just happens the same amount for me. But it's like, when it seems so nice and genuine.
Yeah.
And then it's like a slap, a little bit of a slap. And I'll forget about it in 2 days. Actually, if we didn't have this podcast, I would have already forgot about it. But I don't know. It's just like, I expected better.
Well, I think it's just like, you're excited about it. And then,
and I don't even know if I was necessarily like that excited about her for the date. Like, yeah, I thought she was cute, like was attracted to her and stuff. But like, I think I was excited to finally have a first date with a woman.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a big part of it. And like, we talked, like, I put it out there that I was recently, like, you know, I came out 2 years ago. Like, we talked about stuff like that, which is something I would have never talked with the man that early on. Like, and so she seemed fine with it. She was like, oh, you're going to love dating women, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, she seemed fine. I don't know. Maybe
it could
I
be,
did act
it could
like.
Could be 900 it, things.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
20,000 things. But what I will say is, you know what? It was really fun to flirt.
Yeah.
It felt nice flirting and being flirted with on two occasions. And I think I got my mojo back.
Yeah.
You know, it's so nice to flirt in person.
Mm-hmm.
Like, meet somebody in person and flirt, and like, them tell you you're Bob's sexy, and like, them like actually vocally tell you that they think you're attractive and like have something. That's so nice.
I know. That's why I like meeting people in person.
I think I just missed it. Like, I haven't been. Like, I think about how we started the podcast and I was like this sexual being, and then I became not a sexual being, you know?
Yeah.
So it's nice to be. I think I've probably said multiple times I'm back in these last 4 years. But whatever entity of this is, it is nice to feel this way. And I am putting that energy out to receive more of it.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I think the meeting and person thing is, it gives you like a little click, and I think like, it doesn't, you don't have to like stop with the online dating. I'm not saying stop, like, I think it's like good to be doing both, but I think like trying harder to be more, I don't know, I mean, I'm turning 40 this year, so I definitely feel like I give less fucks. I don't know. I think it's like, so many people are just so feel like they're going to be embarrassed. And it's like, who cares?
Who cares? If you never see them again?
And even if you do, like, I don't know. Like, I think kind of like what happened with the clothes thing was maybe he was like embarrassed. And I want to be like, you shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, don't be embarrassed. And yeah. I don't know if that's what it was. It might have not been that at all. Maybe. But if it is, like, I'm just saying for like anybody, like anyone approaching anyone or like putting yourself out there, the worst thing that can happen is a no. Mm-hmm. And then you move on.
Yeah.
And like, you're going to be a little butthurt and you're going to be a little bit like, ooh, ouch. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. It's not the end of the world.
No.
And I don't know. I think like once you start doing it more, it's like anything else. Like you.
It's like riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
That's a bad analogy, but sure. Okay. Well, maybe we dive into a Patreon where I can tell you all the things I'm thinking.
Okay.
My self-loathing.
Okay. Now, immediately my brain went to, I wanted to start singing Loathing.
I still haven't seen it.
Adulterated Loathing.
I mean, I know the song, but I still haven't seen the movie.
It's so good.
I know. I just haven't had time.
Well, over Christmas break, you should.
Yeah.
The holiday break.
Yeah. Hopefully, yes.
Because Hanukkah's on Christmas this year.
It is.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's on the 20th. Well, it starts on Christmas.
Yes. Sorry. Yeah. I do know that Hanukkah is eight days.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
I watch a lot of Hallmark movies and they talk about it a lot.
Okay. I love that's where you get your education.
Kidding. It's not where I got my education. Yeah. I had to take world religions as a teen.
Yeah. And that's how you know she
was. Judaism is rooted in Catholicism. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The first half of it, it's the same.
Okay. On that note, bye.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Swipe That.
And if you're not a part of our private Facebook group, join that too.
Just search Swipe That Podcast.
And if you love us, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.